This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Powered by Insperity.
Now from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Docker and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
Oh, yes, we're here with Arlo White, Live Golf play-by-play commentator. Arlo, great to have you back with us. How have things been since Houston?
Oh, busy. Very, very busy, but a lot of fun. We've covered a lot of ground, watched a lot of fantastic golf, and I've spent a lot of time with Jerry Foltz. So, you know, your sympathy would be welcome on that. Jerry's a great guy. And look, this crescendo that we've got here with the team championship and what we saw in the quarterfinals yesterday was amazing. So, loved every minute of it. It's flown by in a flash, and I think it's going to end with a pretty special event here.
It was great to have Jerry on the show. You know, I'm so curious to get your thoughts on, starting with last week, some of the relegations that happened last week. And you came from a sport in Premier League soccer. You're very familiar with relegations. It's fun to have that aspect involved in golf.
Yes, and, you know, I feel for the players that eventually, when the music stopped, literally, who were below the red line. I mean, Pat Perez must have thought, this is it, I'm relegated from the Live Golf League. And then all of a sudden, Calais Samoa, who played lights out Friday and Saturday, to get himself in the live standings out of the drop zone. This guy from Finland, there aren't many professional golfers from Finland. He earned his spot in the promotions event at the end of last season, one of the three golden tickets, if you like. And he gets himself out in the live standings of the relegation zone, which wouldn't have guaranteed him a spot next year, but it certainly would have meant he's not relegated. And he bogeyed two of his last three holes. It was heartbreaking to watch. But then, subsequently, it's a reprieve for Pat Perez. So last week in Chicago, the final regular season event of the year, there was so much to sort out. John Rahm won the individual title. Sergio Garcia usurped Tyrrell Hatton by 1 point. That was worth $4 million, by the way, to get third place.
Incredible.
But yeah, those guys that got relegated, they've got an opportunity in the promotions event to get back, but you've got a feel for them. But it's an aspect of Live Golf that is absolutely compelling.
How tough is that for the captains to manage?
I think very, very difficult.
And the relationships they create over the years,
yes,
having to say goodbye to people, maybe.
Exactly,
I mean,
exactly. It just can't be easy. And I think, you know, well, this is a league that is maturing. You know, there were certain guarantees that had to be made to certain players in order to cross the Rubicon, if you like, from the PGA Tour or the DP World Tour. So they were exempt for a year or two from relegation, but Bubba Watson was relegated. Now, Bubba has to make a decision now whether to go to the promotions event, or the Range Goats and the Live Golf League themselves have to get in conversations with Bubba about whether, because he's Bubba Watson, because he's a great name and a great player and a great character, would it benefit the league and the Range Goats to have him back next year?
Wow.
My answer is probably yes, but it's not a straightforward conversation.
Yeah.
And that's the reality of the Live Golf League. You know, as we mature, and people are going to get used to this and they're going to get more familiar with this, top 24, you're a lock for next year regardless. The open zone, you are vulnerable. It does come down to relationships and performances. But the relegation thing is real, and it causes a lot of issues for the individual player and for the captains as they look to build their teams for the following year.
Once again, we have Arlo White, Live Golf play-by-play commentator, joining us. Arlo, the Texas fans brought the heat yesterday,
yes,
out here at Meridell. What a quarterfinals with some of the headlines going on. Team Smash going down to the Ironheads. Phil Mickelson and Andy Ogletree and co. They brought their best golf and are going to move on to the semis. What do fans here in Dallas and surrounding areas have to look forward to this weekend?
This weekend, it's just going to be special. I mean, the Ironheads yesterday, Will, let's put it into perspective. This was effectively a 1-16 team rocking up to a final regular season game, for example, and beating the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
You know, it was that sort. It was that surprising. They hadn't finished above sixth in the entire season. Brooks Koepka goes out and annihilated Kevin Na. And you're thinking, well, the Smash team, fourth, they picked the Ironheads, by the way. That's another aspect of the Live Golf Team Championship. And then I'm looking at the scoreboard and I'm thinking, hold on a second. Danny Lee's up against Taylor Gooch. So that's going to be 1-1. So it comes down to the foursomes. No problem for Smash because they were four up with seven to play. McDowell and Kokrak against Kazuma and Scott Vincent. Scott Vincent, hole in one on 14. And you think, well, there's still three downs. So that's a nice moment before he departs and we probably don't see Scott Vincent next season. Then they keep winning holes. Then it goes a clutch putt for Kazuma on their final hole. It goes to extra holes. Kazuma does it again. All of a sudden, Smash are out and the Ironheads are through. It was an extraordinary match. And an extraordinary drama. And Phil produces his match play magic as well. So yeah. The fifth seed, Torquay, led by Wako Niemann, who came second in the overall standings, they're out as well. So two great stories yesterday. But now the big guns, they come into it at the semi-final level, at the semi-final stage. So you've got Bryson's Crushers, we've got Cam's Ripper GC, and we've got John Rahm's Legion 13. So those guys are going to be involved this weekend, and I think it's going to be pretty special.
And Arlo, as someone who came from the Premier League, and you know, I'm a fan of some other leagues like the MLB and the NFL, where you see the best teams of the year get byes, but at the same time, you have teams like the Ironheads, who maybe didn't play as well throughout the year, have a chance to win it all.
Yeah.
How satisfied are you with maybe how similar this format resembles some of the other team playoff formats?
I love this weekend. This is the third time we've had a team championship. The previous two were in Miami at Doral. And it just provides so much drama. And as you say, it's a clean slate. So what happened in the regular season now just doesn't matter, other than the byes for the top three that get through to the semifinals today. So anything can happen. It's match play golf. It's the best of three. You've got to get 2 points. You've got to work out. And the good thing this year is the captains don't have to play each other. So we saw the likes of Phil go into the foursomes, and that worked for the High Flyers. Sergio Garcia picked himself in the foursomes. Cam Smith has picked himself in the foursomes today to go head-to-head with Sergio. So you see more strategy now from the captains in how they line up against each other. And I think that provides subplots and really interesting stories throughout the weekend. But I love this event. It's standalone. It's winner-takes-all. It's a clean slate. And tomorrow, with the final, with the final four teams that go through, is just going to be absolutely incredible.
A long way to go until tomorrow to crown the team champion. Who's Arlo White's 2004 Team of the Year?
That is a great question, and I hate to be like a front runner, but there's something about the Crushers. Bryson DeChambeau, defending champions, he's like the Pied Piper of world golf at the moment. You know, wherever he goes, people follow.
His YouTube channel just surpassed PGA Tour's YouTube channel in subscribers.
Goodness me. And that's just how compelling people find him, how entertaining people find him. He just gets it. He's a man of his time. He's got the zeitgeist at the moment in the world of golf. And, you know, with Brooks and Bryson against Scottie Scheffler and Rory McIlroy, they're also he's also bridging the gap between the divide between, you know, the two tours. So Bryson, Anirban Lahiri, Charles Howell III, and I'm missing one, Paul Casey, they're going to be tough to beat. Yeah. They're a band of brothers, defending champions. But as we saw yesterday, absolutely anything can happen. Don't rule out John Rahm's Legion 13. And by the way, Dustin Johnson's four aces had a shocker of a regular season. Yeah. But no one picks them. They're always left to play the team that's left to pick. And they could do some damage today. And if they get to the final, I wouldn't put it past DJ to win a second team championship.
And Arlo, we got some news yesterday from PGA of America. The best players in the world, we will see them regardless of tour at the Ryder Cup and PGA of America events. That's a big step in the right direction as far as getting these guys back together at some point.
It is huge, and I will look at it for you from a European perspective, where unlike the American team, which is run not by the PGA Tour, the DP World Tour, the European Tour, have a 50% stake in the European team. So they make decisions as to who is eligible and who isn't eligible. Now, the DP World Tour has an agreement, a strategic alignment with the PGA Tour. Now, are the PGA Tour going to allow the DP World Tour to follow suit? Because if they don't, then you've got an American entity that is influencing who the European team can pick.
Wow.
And I don't think that's right.
You can't have that.
I think that undermines the integrity of the competition.
Yeah.
Now, it's a big leap for the DP World Tour to follow suit for the PGA, over in America. But I think that is an aspect of it that has to be addressed. Yeah. And I hope it is, because I want to see the Europeans put out the strongest possible team that's not influenced by anything to do with the United States and the golf situation over here.
100%. And the Ryder Cup product is only, it has to have the best European players there, like Rahm, and because, you know, we saw at the last Ryder Cup, the European team all together, Tyrrell Hatton, they've proven over the last, you know, two of the last three Ryder Cups that they are a stronger roster than Team USA. Arlo White, we're out of time. We appreciate you taking some time to join us this morning, right before the semifinals here at Live Dallas. Have a great weekend. We hope to talk to you next year.
Anytime, Will. Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That's Arlo White, Live Golf play-by-play commentator. Always great to have him on the show. You can catch him on doing Live Golf play-by-play on the CW Network and the Live Golf app. As far as the world of golf and what to expect today and this weekend, as we just talked about with Arlo, you have the Live Golf semifinals today at Merido Golf Club. If you're in the Dallas Metroplex, you can get your tickets at livegolf.com. Come see players like John Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau, who, as we just talked about, we talked to him earlier this week. Bryson DeChambeau is quickly larging. His brand is quickly becoming larger than the game of golf itself on some degree. It's very impressive how he's built his brand. And then as far as other stuff going on around the world of golf, what a finish that is coming down to the wire at the BMW PGA Championship at Wentworth. I mean, you have American Billy Horschel in a tie for lead at 15-under alongside Mateo Manassero and Matthew Baldwin. Rory McIlroy is one back at 14-under. All of those leaders have four holes to go as far as the European Tour is concerned. That will do it for us here this morning on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. Hope you enjoyed some of the interviews with Jerry Foltz and Arlo White. In case you missed those, you can find the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Apple Podcasts and Spotify at the conclusion of the show. We appreciate Austin Rodriguez on the ones and twos. We appreciate Charlie Epps joining us for a little bit. We'll see you next weekend, President's Cup weekend, next Saturday on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity. Talk then.
ESPN 97.5.